Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
This is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Schnucks would like to thank everyone during this difficult time. That includes those that are working in the stores. As you can imagine, during this time, Schnucks employees are putting in long hours around the clock to best serve our community. So the next time you're in Schnucks, tell them thanks and that you appreciate them. Let them know how much we appreciate their efforts, because we will all get through this together.
Well, there's so many things I miss about the baseball season not being with us, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to have baseball at some point this summer. But one of the aspects I miss of not being around the ballpark is seeing the reigning manager of the year of the National League and the St. Louis Cardinals, and that is Mike Shildt. Mike, always good to hear your voice. I hope that you're safe and healthy and doing well. How are things going?
Doing well, Danny Mac. Miss you, man, and excited to think about playing baseball again and hopefully seeing you soon.
Absolutely. I would imagine that with the news that we keep hearing, and you know, you're intimately involved in the game of baseball, it's hard not to pay attention to this stuff. How excited do you get about the prospect of potentially having baseball in 2020?
Super excited, very optimistic, you know, with some caution in there. We still have some hoops to jump through and some hurdles to clear. There's just a lot of moving parts, more so than I even realized, and find out more about them, you know, as we move forward. But the encouraging thing is, you know, everybody's motivated to play, everybody being players, owners, you know, clearly the commissioner's office. And so, you know, now we're getting to a point where there's a little more clarity and, like I say, optimism about being able to put together a plan that has some legitimacy and holding up to allow us to play baseball again, hopefully, like I say, sooner rather than later.
How often, Mike, have you been in contact with your players after everything was shut down?
Very often. You know, I've had a rotation that I basically talked to the guys mostly on the phone one-on-one, in some cases through the Zoom platform, but effectively have spoken with every guy in a setting at least, you know, once a week to make sure that, you know, initially, A, they were safe and got back to their home bases and were just in a spot where they were, again, safe and, you know, had food and felt good. And then after that, once we realized people were in pretty good spots, you know, just checking in on see how they're doing, make sure they're still doing fine, be in the support system if they weren't. And then, you know, now we're getting to a point where we start to have some baseball conversations.
What are those conversations are like? Pull back the curtain a little bit if you can, you know, in terms of what guys are doing and then maybe what they can expect with spring training 2.0.
Well, there's varying degrees of guys' of abilities. Now as the country's starting to open up, guys are having to have a little bit more resources and access. By and large, pretty much every single player is in really good place, emotionally, physically. The performance group, you know, from a physical standpoint, a working out standpoint, basically, you know, a high percentage of the guys had some access, whether through the home gym or something through a friend or a family member or a situation where it was safe. But there were, you know, a percentage of guys that didn't have anything, and our performance group was really proactive with them and getting them something they could do at home almost immediately that allowed them to continue to work out and stay sharp. So that part's been real positive. I feel like the guys are in a good place and getting ready to, you know, mentally, physically ready to get going again.
Mike Shildt is my guest, Cardinals manager. Mike, I know you eat, live, breathe baseball, so I'm sure you've thought about the scenarios of spring training. So tell our fans, you know, generally speaking, in this unique of all situations, how long does it usually take a player, position player, to get ready? And then how long do you think it would take for a pitcher, in particular a starter, to try to be ready for a, you know, what we think could be an 80, 82-game regular season?
Yeah, so we're going to have an abbreviated spring training that's going to look around 21 days. And, you know, there's a reason, and people have their own theories, whether it's a regular position player or pitcher or starting pitcher. But even the relievers have to go back-to-back and get built up to multiple innings. So the pitching side is usually pretty much the same with a different trajectory, whether a starter or reliever. The regulars feel like they don't need quite as long as that we have to get going. The fact of the matter is, you know, we're going to We have 30 of our 40 days for the pitchers and 24 of our 34 days in the bank for our position players. But, you know, we're looking at 2+ months of being away from that. So, well, we're not starting at a complete ground zero in some areas, but we are starting basically a resource that, you know, says, you know, physically and individually and collectively, you know, that we're going to have to ramp back up. And really from a physical standpoint, we're going to need, and the guys are pretty much in the position from pitching and position player standpoint, where now they can get out, be active, they know what they need. But they're going to have to come in this, into camp, which they will, and we're in communication with them to where they are a little further along than they would typically be in a normal spring training setting, just on the ramp-ups. But we are making sure that, A, that, you know, the players understand, and we understand with them what they can and can't do from a baseball standpoint, physical standpoint, and then we'll adjust and adapt, you know, their spring training to individually meet their needs and make sure they're healthy and being able to progress in an appropriate manner.
Would you anticipate, Mike, a piggyback system maybe initially with some of your starters? Is that being talked about, or is that even being talked about around the game with a lot of different teams?
You know what? I don't know. Internally, you know, we're fortunate. We've got, you know, we had a really good spring. Our starting pitchers were in trajectory, you know, real positive. There were, you know, a lot of competition for the spots, you know, with Miles. The time is going to be a positive for Miles. Michael is to be able to come back. He's feeling good. So that's another, you know, spot in the rotation. You know, as far as piggyback goes, some of it will really be contingent upon, Danny, the length of time we get leading into spring training. So mm-hmm. If we were able to get, you know, a solid 2 to 3 weeks of lead time to a report date of that 21-day spring training, that'll be a, you know, real positive to get the starters built up appropriately, hit the ground running. If we have to move the season back into middle of July and still look to play that 78 to 82 game schedule type thing, and now you're looking at a few more doubleheaders to get that done, a few less days off, now you're looking at probably I wouldn't say a piggyback situation, but a higher, you know, instead of a 5-man rotation, a 6-man rotation type thing, depending on what the schedule looks like. I think we're going to look, and I can't say this for sure, but my guess is there'll be an additional roster spots, maybe just primarily for pitchers, and maybe two pitchers on the beginning active roster when the season starts. So I don't know if it'll be a piggyback situation necessarily. I wouldn't rule it out, but I think as we start, guys necessarily aren't built up, starters from a starter standpoint, you know, we've got more relievers to be able to get you to the end of the game. Would that be an official piggyback?
Sure. We hear so much, Mike, about the DH or doubleheaders, and they could be 7 innings long or starting a winning run in extra innings in scoring position. Do any of these things that you're hearing pique your interest? I'm just curious, as a guy that loves this game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, we've had some conversations about it. I don't know what's exactly in the proposal right now to the players from that standpoint. You know, from a DH perspective, you know, clearly I'd prefer to the games to be in a National League setting for a variety of reasons, such as a better game. I think there is a chance that the DH for this year at least will be in both leagues, especially if we end up playing a lot of interleague play in the AL Central, more so than normal to limit travel. As far as doubleheaders go, you know, my hope is that, you know, we have a schedule that's more representative of what's normal for a variety of reasons, pitchers, position players. But again, if we push back the start of the schedule to the middle of July or something like that, doubleheaders are going to be probably a part of the equation. And at that point, I would be more than comfortable with the 2 7-inning games. I'm a traditionalist, but also recognize that we're in times that, you know, candidly just a reflection of change for just common sense.
And sure.
I think, you know, being able to play a couple 7-inning games and then, you know, extra inning games, you know, based on the number of games and based on protecting guys' health and pitching, and people say, ah, you know, well, they're, but it's real, you know. If you get in a situation, we, you know, I don't know what our minor league system is going to look like. That's going to be compromised, I'm pretty certain. And we will have some level of taxi squad. But, you know, player health is really important. And, you know, these guys are, as Tony would say, they're men, not machines. And so I do feel like it's smart to be able to, with the pitching, but also the position players, Dan. You know, I mean, these guys get out there and they grind every day. And I don't know that we're going to see an expanded roster for position players. So that may be a number of 13. So you're talking about doubleheaders and, you know, guys going out there and playing without a lot of days off. You know, that takes a toll. You know, it takes a toll on guys. So the two, you know, maybe two sevens would be fine. Having something in extra innings that says, you know, we start with a runner at second. My suggestion was runner at third for a couple of reasons. But, you know, look, that's the game, you know, and it's been played like that internationally, first and second. So it really gets down to the execution, and I always feel like we have a good chance when it gets down to execution. So it'll look different. I'm not opposed to it. You know, biggest thing is getting back on the field and playing.
Absolutely. A couple more questions, Mike, and I'll let you go. You mentioned the international game. Have you been paying attention at all to the KBO and just how that's been played with no crowd and just the different atmosphere? Have you watched any of that? And then as a follow-up, just managing with no crowd. I assume you had that sometimes in the minor leagues, and what do you think that atmosphere will be like for a major league club?
Well, I have watched the KBO. It was just good to see a lot of baseball. I've been watching baseball in, you know, games that you've already seen, or I have watched and managed a few games that I've never seen before, just to keep myself mentally going and sharp. The KBO was good to watch and see a lot of baseball being played again. It was different, but I think the importance of getting your head around different and creating a new norm is important for your focus, and is going to be a big part of how individuals and teams compete well. Teams that are able to do it, the individuals that are able to do it. But it was a little surreal, you know, seeing a game in a big stadium without any crowd. And you know, have experience with it. In extended spring training, I mean, that's definitely a no crowd situation there. So you know, in the minor leagues, of course, you get higher in the minor leagues, you have an opportunity to get more of an opportunity to play in front of crowds. You know, there's nothing really like, Dan, and you know this, there's nothing really like playing with a big league crowd, especially our crowd in St. Louis. You know, it's just a special, special thing. There's a lot of energy to it. And you know, I just don't, I know it's going to be different, but, you know, it's no excuse. We'll miss the fans. Hopefully we as a country, more importantly, figure out how we can have bigger groups participate in what we do, and then trickle into the opportunity for baseball to have more opportunity for fans to enjoy our game in person, and us to get the enjoyment of working in front of people that love the game, have passion for the game, clearly our fan base. So, you know, it's just it's something we'll have to get used to initially, and you know, I really think our group will mentally be able to make the adjustment the best of to our ability, for sure.
Final question, Mike Shildt, what do you miss most about the game, and what are you most looking forward to that maybe you took for granted in the past, if you did take anything for granted in the past?
Yeah, you know what? You always take things a little bit for granted. I've been, you know, in retrospect, you know, I feel pretty good, and I always stay grateful for what we have, the opportunity to have to manage the St. Louis Cardinals, amazing blessing, and just, you know, the game itself, the relationships, the players, the competition. You know, but what I've really missed has been the group, our staff. We're close, our players, you know, it's a close-knit group. I miss the preparation, and I'm most looking forward to getting back to that, and then, of course, the actual game itself, and just seeing our guys go out there and compete and lay it out there is something I'm really excited about getting back to.
I know our fans, and I speak on behalf of them, I guarantee it, they can't wait to see you. We are wanting Cardinal baseball. We miss it so much. And Mike, I miss seeing you. Soon enough, hopefully we'll get together and we'll be able to talk about what's happening on the field for sure. But I really, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, Danny, always a pleasure, and have a blessed day, my friend.
Blue Fuse, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network. And you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.